This is a daily update for Tuesday, May 16, 2017. Pirates of the Caribbean have been pirated. Hackers hacked in and stole the movie, and they are holding it for ransom. The hackers are demanding an undisclosed amount of money in bitcoins only. The FBI is working with Disney, and they said that Disney will not pay. The hackers say that they will hack the movie apart and release the hacked parts to the public leading up to the movie's release on May 26th if they do not pay. Netflix went through something similar with their television show Orange is the New Black, and then they did not pay the hackers, and then the hackers released 10 episodes of the series. So Pirates of the Caribbean, of course, brings in a ton of money in its life, $3.72 billion since 2003 when the saga began. This is just another step in the things that they're doing and holding people for ransom, you know? I mean, like, it's going to come down to life and death at some point for some people, you know, especially they were shutting down hospitals and all of that. So Rod Wheeler, a private investigator, has made the connection between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. So, of course, Seth Rich is the guy who got killed, the DNC staffer, who was a big Bernie Sanders guy and was very upset when Bernie Sanders was literally screwed over by the DNC and lied to in the whole election with Hillary Clinton. So Seth Rich was walking home one night from a bar that he would frequent. He left the bar at 1:45 and the police found him dead at 4:09, just a few blocks away. It would take him 20 minutes to make that walk, and instead it took him 2 hours. The police called it a botched robbery, even though he was shot in the back. And then they took nothing, not his wallet, not his credit cards, not his gold chain. The police have given up in the investigation, which is very interesting. This investigator found out that Seth Rich made contact with WikiLeaks through Gavin McFadden, who is now dead, but he died of lung cancer in London, and then sent him 44,053 emails and 17,761 attachments from the DNC. It is also interesting to note that 3 days before Seth Rich was killed, Hillary Clinton's people offered him a job and he flatly refused. So I think you could put together an interesting timeline here and see where things go. I would say there's a lot of suspects here that are pretty big name people. And on top of that, I would say that this has nothing to do with Russians. And also Julian Assange from WikiLeaks said it was never the Russians, and he's alluded to Seth Rich was one of his people. But I think Seth Rich just came out because he was upset, angry about the whole Bernie thing, and then wanted people to know what was going on with the Hillary campaign. But we're going to look for anybody who is a suspect, and then anybody that would benefit by this guy being silenced, right? So, Trump White House leaks. Now, this is a matter of national security, and you have high-level meetings, and then it comes down to who can you trust, who you can't trust. All these people in the high-level meetings are big-name people, and they have all these aides that are with them. They need to start finding out where these leaks are and start charging people accordingly. You know, if they're coming out with leaks to the press, that's high-level meetings that could hurt us in the world of national security, that's very different than a whistleblowing type of thing. This is a high-level meeting that you have to keep secret. So if you can't trust your aides and your White House staffers, you need to replace them all or make it so they're just not present in these meetings, right? But they can find the leaks. They just have to look harder, right? So today is drawing day. Who doesn't love to draw or just diddle? You sit down with your pad and pen or your crayons or your colored markers. Kids love that stuff. Adults love that stuff. Adult coloring books, very big. It's interesting that the people out there who need to relax tend to look for things that we did when we were children. So here you go. Drawing day. Draw something and then be happy in your drawage, man. Today is Biographer's Day. A biographer is a person that goes out and makes a whole thing about somebody, right? So basically, it's a day to honor the biographers out there who do so much in their intricate details, especially of people from once when. And the further back you go, the harder it is to collect information on people. So let's hear it for the biographers out there. Today is Love a Tree Day. You gotta love trees to give us oxygen during the day. It makes nature happen, you know, and then they're nice to have around. It does a ton of stuff. It shades you from the sun. It blocks the wind when the wind blows. So love a tree. Go hug a tree today. Today is piercing day for all the people out there that like to put holes in their bodies. I don't know, man. There's a lot of it out there. I see a lot of it out there. People putting these huge things in their faces and their ears and whatever. And, you know, sometimes they look like Metal Gear, man, with all this metal sticking out of their face. And then, you know, I'm from a sort of a tough neighborhood back in the day where you didn't have that mirror piercings, especially in your nose, because if you got bopped in the nose, you definitely don't want that metal going into your skull. So today's piercing day, so celebrate piercing day by getting something pierced, I guess, or just thinking about it. It's also National Sea Monkey Day. You know, when I was a kid, sea monkeys were all the rage. I don't think you could open up a comic book, a Mad Magazine, or any of that without seeing an ad or something in there somewhere for sea monkeys. So sea monkeys was the brainstorm of Harold von Brandschut. And then this guy said, you know what? People liked ant farms, and ant farms were big back in the day. I'm going to invent something that's different and cool, maybe alive. So they actually crafted these sea monkeys in a laboratory. You know, interesting that they came about in a lab, but they're basically brine shrimp. They look like little tiny monkeys with a little tiny tail. You know, they sell them dry, freeze-dried. You add some nutrients, you add some water, bang, you got brine shrimp. And they didn't call them brine shrimp because nobody would go out and buy brine shrimp, and there'd be no brine shrimp day, you know. But initially they were called It's Alive, and then years later when people said they look like little monkeys, they start calling them sea monkeys, and boom, you know, believe it or not, the guy made tens of millions of dollars off of this idea. So pretty cool. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Tuesday, May 16th, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, talkradio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.